Welcome to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. My name is Matt Bilyeu. This podcast has the audio portions of our discussions on a Discord server. I certainly recommend joining that server so that you can join in the discussion and see the slides. You can find a link to the server in the show notes. You can also email me at matt.bilyeu, that's B as in boy, I-L-Y-E-U, at reasonablefaith.org. That's matt.bilyeu at reasonablefaith.org. I look forward to chatting with you.
All right. Well, speaking of, you know, other countries and whatnot, one of the criteria that you use to evaluate like different religions in terms of which one is going to be more likely to be true, I suppose you'd say, you use a criteria for global impact as one of the criteria. Why then has Judaism and Christianity always been a global minority? It's still a global minority today. If this is the religion that God's using to evangelize the world, then why wouldn't we expect it to be normative worldwide? Why would it still be a minority? Even if it's in every country, it's still a minority of the world's population.
Yeah, and I didn't say, you know, I didn't specify that it has to be like the majority people. I was talking more about access. So you can have countries that have large access, but that people choose to not convert. So I think God is working with people here, where you're not going to necessarily say God's going to just convert everyone, right? Or that everyone's going to have it there. God works through missionaries. God allows us to participate in these kinds of things. And so, yes, you do have Christianity having a very large global impact, even in ways that aren't explicit, like, you know, cultures and stuff like that develop from Christianity in ways that we don't know. But you're not going to necessarily have every person converting, or at least large numbers of people necessarily converting. And that could depend on people's freedom. It could depend on people's reasons for doing it. But this is more concerned with just having the access out there, right? Of having an impact to where it's influential. So it does seem obvious to me that if God were to do this, or were to do a miracle, like, not, let's not say a healing miracle, but just a vindication miracle in a relatively obscure place. Like, let's say there's a guru in India who can conjure up watches from his hand supernaturally. Like, for a relatively small number of people to see that and for not to get off the ground, it's like, what's the point of God? Is God just getting bored and doing a magic trick? Like, if God has a really important message to say, then I'd expect that to be at least fairly widely available, unless God's playing favorites. So I think that the reason why not, you know, it's still a minority, could be for various reasons with people's freedom and political impacts and God working through history and stuff like that. But nonetheless, it's still the best candidate that we have out of the options, certainly more than most of the other alternatives there. And I think the Christian idea of the resurrection, the incarnation, is by far the most prevalent idea of God and religion in the world. Modern history.
All right. Well, and here's my my last question, then I'll make a comment, and we can kind of turn and see if anybody else has anything. So if God would reveal himself as a moral exemplar, that was another one of your criteria, is that that God would reveal himself as a moral exemplar through the religions. Well, then how do you respond to people who look at the Old Testament and feel there are real moral problems with the Christian God's past? The Old Testament is still a part of, you know, God's past on Christianity. And so what, if God's supposed to be a moral exemplar, what do you do with people who look at stories like, you know, the conquest of Canaan and these different things, and striking people dead, and, you know, Lot's, I think it's Lot's wife who turned to Saul. What do you say to people who look at that and say, well, it doesn't look like very exemplary behavior?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that's a little long for me to get into here. That needs to be a presentation for another day for someone else who's more well-read in that than I am. But I just know that there's, I do think that the idea of the Christian aspect of God, the Son, become incarnate, is the fulfillment of that. And so there are things in the Old Testament we don't see anymore that Christians are not prescribed to do, you know, in the Old Testament, because God's judgment and God's mercy and stuff has come onto the person of Christ when he was killed on the cross. That fulfills a large part of that. And so that's kind of one element that we see that's no longer applied. But in terms of like why God the Father did those things in the Old Testament to begin with, that's going to depend greatly on who you ask. There are some people like Paul Copan who thinks that these aren't as bad as they're made out to be, and that these are, you know, the language there is being exaggerated, or they're not really that bad, or it's his righteous judgment. You have others like Randall Rouser who just deny that these happen at all, and that these are people interpreting God the best they can. And you have people like Greg Boyd who say that God was working with the limitations of humanity to express this. And so I don't have a particular view on this, because I don't try to favor that in any particular way, because I just haven't read that much on it. But I do think there's different ways out there. And so I do think that whatever you think of the Old Testament picture of God, Christ should be seen as the fulfillment of that, and the more clear mm-hmm. version of that in terms of how we are to treat each other, not how, you know, people in specific situations are commanded to act, but how we as a collective race of people should love our neighbors and should treat each other and should help the poor and so forth.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you find these podcasts helpful, please subscribe and share them with a friend. Also, please join our Discord server for live discussions. You can find the server link in the show notes along with my email address. I'll see you next time.